This must have been a fascinating story. Now, how did it come to you in order for you and the producers to decide, hey, let's go to Brazil, let's do a report on this person?
One of our associate producers had friends who had gone down to Brazil to undergo healings, she said. And we were having a brainstorming session here in New York, as we often do, to come up with story ideas. And when she mentioned this and she mentioned how amazed her friends had been, we decided we'd go down there and check it out ourselves. We, you know, also checked him out on the internet, and he is by far probably the best known healer in the world now. He's been doing it for 45 years down there, has seen millions of people from all over the world. So we had to go check it out.
Yeah, he uses instruments, and in some cases he does not, right?
Right. Most of the time he, you know, there are hundreds of people who line up 3 days a week. When I was there, we were there a couple of weeks, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, he will see someone from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. He will see patients, and about 500 line up every day. So he decides, among about 95% of them are given what he calls invisible surgery, whereby he has mediums who pray in a current room, like electric current, but this is a spiritual current for everyone who is sick. So 95% of them don't get, you know, physical visible surgeries. But for about 5% of them, he literally cuts into people. No sterilization that we could see, no anesthesia on these people. And I'm telling you, I was 3 feet from him on the stage. This is not trickery. This is not, you know, sleight of hand. This man really cuts into people and reaches in with his bare fingers, fingers that have been shaking hundreds of hands all day long.
Sure.
No infection that we could, that we've heard of for 40 years, and no documentation of any kind of infection. And then he does something else called, you know, where he uses forceps that he forces into people's nostrils.
Oh my God!
And then he twists them around. And tomorrow night on primetime, Thursday night on primetime, you'll see video. I mean, our cameras saw all this, and he twists them around, and he claims that that also provides relief from anything from breast cancer to back problems to allergies. He is an amazing character. The people who are up there, and we followed them throughout, tell us that they did not feel any pain. Despite the fact that he did the 6-inch incision on a woman's breast, she told us she felt nothing. And that's what blows people away. We were there with American doctors. They're invited up to the stage to take a closer look. And it's pretty amazing. What is it? Is it the power of the mind to overcome any kind of pain? Prayer? Faith? I don't know. But we were blown away. And I went down there with all the skepticism that a reporter can carry.
Oh, sure.
Because we, you know, we expected him to be a fraud, and came away shaking our heads, wondering what it is that's going on down there.
Who does the diagnosis of the patients, John? When they come to him, does he just look at them and go, all right, I know exactly where your problem is and I know what's wrong with you? Or do they have to bring charts and x-rays and things like that?
Oh, no, no. First of all, he's not a doctor. So he is a simple farmer who discovered this talent when he was 16 years old, and he's been doing it ever since. What happens is people line up. You're all asked to wear white. So everybody's wearing white shirts, white pants, because apparently that helps in his mind with the energy transference. So it's this wonderful casa. They call it the casa, a clinic, but nothing like any hospital in America. And I think that probably lends itself to healing too. There's very soft music being played throughout. Prayer being said throughout, meditation. It's a very calming place. No smell of, you know, any kind of medicinal smells, for example. But to answer your question, people line up and they tell, each one of them will tell an assistant to John of God what it is that ails them. They'll quickly write it down on a piece of paper. You can say, my right shoulder hurts, I have breast cancer, I have back problems, I have allergy problems, the blind, you know, I can't walk. And they then one by one, everyone he sees everyone. John of God will spend, granted, it's 20 or 30 seconds with each patient, but he sees them, and he's given this little piece of paper. So he knows. He doesn't guess.
Now, he also claims that he is guided by the spirits of some dead doctors.
Yeah, we sat down with him. We did this interview, and I asked him some very tough questions. I asked him, why are we to believe that any of this is not trickery, that you're not a fraud? And I showed him videotape, because we were allowed to videotape these operations where he's actually cutting into people, where he's thrusting these forceps into people's nostrils and twisting them around. He could barely look at the videotape, and I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "I, that's not me." And I said, "Yes, it is. We just saw you minutes ago." He said, "No, my hands are guided by God and by the spirits of dead surgeons. That is not me." He said, when I'm not in a trance, I can't even stand the sight of blood. I can't have a flu shot." But apparently when what they call incorporates the spirits of these dead surgeons, he becomes someone else.
John, is he making money off these surgeries, off these operations?
You know, he doesn't charge, and that was pretty impressive to us, that he doesn't charge anyone for anything. He does accept donations, and he does sell herbs. And when I asked him again in the interview, are you doing this for the money? The fact is, thousands of people come here every week. They stay at these little inns in this little town of Abajania, which is about 2 hours outside of Brasilia, the capital of Brazil. The fact is, there's a lot of commerce. It's become the big industry in town, because literally there are about 2,000 people there a week. And I said, are you doing it for the money? Do you get a cut from every one of these motels? You sell CDs, you sell T-shirts, you sell herbs. Believe it or not, George, he started crying. He broke down in tears, and he said, he could be a great actor, but I believe that he sincerely was offended that I would have the audacity to ask.
But you had to. You had to ask that question.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And he said, no. If I wanted to make money, I'd be living somewhere else. I'm a simple farmer. He does have some cattle. The clinic does make $400,000 a year, or the equivalent, which in Brazil is a lot of money. But he told us that most of that money is poured back into the casa, the clinic, and that he also contributes to scholarships in the little town and an orphanage that he supports.